Hi guys, Miss Cynthia here, and thanks so much for joining me today on Listen and Learn with Me podcast. I hope that each one of you are doing very well, and I hope you're having a wonderful day. If you are a new listener here, thank you so much for tuning in. I truly appreciate you. I'm so glad that you found our podcast, and I'm glad that you're taking a few minutes from your day to tune in and listen to what our topic is for today. I always encourage the new listeners that if they have moments in their week or in their day or in their month to take a break and they want to listen to some of our previous episodes, I highly recommend and encourage you all to do just that, okay? We have some pretty fun, pretty chill, pretty laid back, yet pretty exciting episodes that are very informative, and I know that you will learn a lot as you listen to each one of them. So break them up. This is our 92nd episode, if you could believe that. So just break the episodes up over the span of your month. You don't have to listen to them all at once, but a few here and there. And let me know what you think, okay? I'll share my contact information at the end of this episode. And of course, if you are under the age of 18, get your parents' permission. And really, I recommend having them to email me on your behalf, your thoughts, your opinions, your feedback, your topics that you want to hear discussed on this podcast, okay? We also have some of your peers, your really cool peers. I interviewed them several months ago, and they have some fun and exciting things to talk about in regards to their little lives. So feel free to listen to those episodes as well. Most of them are titled From the Eyes of a Child, okay? So thank you for tuning in. And if you are a regular listener, I am so glad to have you back. I'm so thrilled that you all are here, and I'm so excited that you take the time each and every week to join us on this episode, and on each episode, I should say, and on this podcast. So thank you for tuning in, okay? So I'm so excited. I'm ready to jump in. You all aren't going to believe this, but today is Thursday. Normally, I record for you all on Friday, but I was thinking, I was like, you know, I'm on break. I'm not doing too much work. My kids are all on spring break. Well, majority of them are. I do have some who are not on spring break, but by kiddos, I mean the cool kiddos that I work with that listen and learn. They are on spring break. And so I was like, you know what? I have a lot of free time. I don't really have too much work to do. Maybe some emails here and there, maybe a meeting here and there. Some of the things that you all as kiddos might consider as boring. We adults have those things to do, but I have a lot of free time. And so I was like, you know what? I'm relaxed. I feel great. I got a lot of rest today. Why don't I just go ahead and record the podcast? So shout out to me, pat on the back for Miss Cynthia, air horns for Miss Cynthia, bah, bah, bah. And new listeners, the air horns are when something exciting happens, okay? So just so you know, that's when I release the air horns. But so excited, guys, to, I say, record this episode early, but you will still receive it on Friday. And I just want to encourage you all to do the same. Any tasks that you might have, get those out of the way early. So now tomorrow, I have the whole entire day to chillax, and that is exactly what I plan on doing. It's so good, and it's so refreshing to have an opportunity to take care of things early so you can have more free time, and you can plan whatever you want to do in that free time. So again, you're listening to this episode on a Friday because that's when I'll release it for you guys, just so we stay consistent with our scheduling, okay? So there's that. So I hope you all had a great week. And again, for those of you who are going on spring break next week, I hope you all have a relaxing break. And again, I'm excited to have you all here from wherever you may be listening. I hope you enjoyed last week's episode about being respectful, and I hope that you are practicing those skills that we discussed in that episode. You know, things don't happen immediately. Change happens over time, okay? So if you're still working on being respectful to yourself, to your parents, to your teachers, your therapist, your friends, that is perfectly fine, okay? I want you to continue to work on those things. And if you feel like you're in a great space to where you are respectful, help your peers around you, okay? Help them and show them that, hey, this is how you can do this, and this is how you'll get better at this if you practice, okay? So encourage them to do the same as well. Today, you all, today we are talking about relaxing. Specifically, I want to talk to you all about today's title, which is the relaxation station. Now, do I mean relaxation station like a station on a radio station or a TV station? No, I don't. That's not what I mean. I mean a relaxation station as a place, like a train station, for example. Not that the train station is relaxing, but that's a space for people to go to catch the train to travel. A relaxation station is a place for you to go whenever you feel like you need it, whether you just want to chill or if you are upset and you need to calm down. This relaxation station is a space for you to go to do just that. A lot of people call them the quiet corner. There are so many other names for them. I like to call it the relaxation station. And so, you know, I want to make it clear. I want to make it very clear that this is not time out. Time out, and especially for you parents that are listening, time out is totally different from this. Totally separate from this. This is a positive space for kiddos to go to relax, okay? So I want to ask you, I want to ask all of you amazing listeners, do you have a relaxation station in your home? I'm curious. I want to know. If you do, where is it? Where is it, okay? And if you don't, let's talk about getting permission from your parents to get one set up, you know, and it's very simple. So I did want to say, just a quick side note, that I want you guys to take some quick notes, whether you're taking them on your Listen and Learn journal. If you have one, if you don't, the link to purchase one is in the show notes. So get permission from your parents, obviously, or just turn this information over to your parents. Say, hey, mom, dad, would love a journal. They are on Amazon. They're very affordable, $6.99. So feel free to snag one from there. If you do not want to do that, that is perfectly fine. Okay, you can just grab a notebook, put Listen and Learn on the front of it, and then that way you have your notes all in one place to reference, because that's really important that you're able to go back in to review these notes, okay? So I just want you to be taking notes and know that you can always pause each and every episode to write your notes down if you feel like I might be talking a little bit fast, okay? And I try to talk slowly for you all as well, but you know, if you don't have one, let's talk about building one. And by build, I mean just putting it together. What is that going to look like? I want you guys to take a moment to also grab some paper and get creative. Create that blueprint or that layout for what you want your quiet space to look like. What do you want inside of your relaxation station? I will say, a lot of times, kiddos put books in their relaxation station if they like to read. Bean bags are a hit. Normally, the relaxation station is located in a quiet corner. So it could be a quiet corner in the room, in your bedroom. It could be a quiet corner in the living room. I don't recommend playrooms, primarily because all of your toys are in there, right? And you might get distracted if you see a toy and then you want to play with it, and you're like, want to invite your sibling over to play with it. And then that kind of defeats the purpose of a relaxation station, because it becomes a PlayStation. Get it? Boom, boom. That was a good joke. Come on, guys. Get it? PlayStation, like the video game console PlayStation. Oh, come on. Well, it becomes like your playroom, and it's not separate from your relaxation station. And so I don't really recommend playrooms, but it could be anywhere, just a quiet corner for you to go and regroup if you get upset, if you get angry, if you get frustrated. Because remember, we all get upset, right? We all get angry. We all get frustrated at some point. And some people more than others, and some people less than others. But it's important to know that when you get angry or upset, there is a way to handle it. And we talk about this in other episodes as well. We need you to be calm. We need you to have an open mind, be able to listen, be able to learn what others are trying to explain to you and talk to you about, okay? So open that heart, open that mind up to do the right thing. Throwing things when you're angry, not acceptable. Yelling at someone when you're angry, not acceptable. Slamming doors, definitely not acceptable, okay? So, you know, with that being said, it is so important, so very important for you to keep in mind the importance of what a relaxation station is used for, okay? Keep that in mind, all right? And everything will be well. And when you go in that relaxation station, I want you to think about simply calming down, okay? What do you want that space to be used for? What do you think it should be used for? All right? So think about those things, all right? And even if you just want to go in it on a day that you're not frustrated, just to get a good feel for it, I think that that's important to do as well, right? It's super important to do. But take your time when you're in the relaxation station. Calm down. That's where you do your deep breathing. That's where you get your focusing set and in order. That's when you think about what you've done. If you need to apologize to someone, that's where you think about how you're going to apologize to that person if you were the person that did wrong. All of those things, okay? So use that relaxation station for the good, okay? And I'm telling you, you guys, spend about 10 minutes in it, 15 minutes in it. You can spend as long as you want in it. I think the longer time, the better. But if you just close your eyes and go in that space and sit on that beanbag and just think about what you have done and what you want to do and the changes that you want to make, the positive changes, all will be well, okay? So keep those things in mind. Reach out to me if you need, okay? And parents, I want to thank you for having your kiddos tune in. Help them out with this relaxation station. And again, the one thing that I want to reiterate to you all is that it's not a timeout. It's a space for the kiddos to go and chill, go to process out what they need to do to make themselves relaxed, calm, and be able to regroup and rejoin whatever the situation is, okay? So definitely different from a timeout. Thank you for having your kiddos join us. I really appreciate you all. You know, you all are amazing. You're doing excellent. I'm so proud of you, and I want to keep encouraging you to be great parents. Reach out to me if you need. The website is listenandlearnllc.com. And before I even get into all of this contact information, I have to let you all know that we won a sponsorship for our podcast. I'm so happy about that, and I'm so thankful for Racket. I'm going to be doing an advertisement for them in the coming weeks or months, and so I'm so very proud of that. They, you know, did a very generous contribution to our podcast, and I'm so thankful for that. So that just allows us to get what we need for our podcast, reach out to those who you know, we are connecting with from all across the globe, and it just gives us more resources to make this podcast even greater than it already is. So shout out to Racket, and I look forward to doing the full formal sponsorship from them. But you can connect with me at my email address if you are in Zona Rosa, Kansas City, Missouri. You can connect with me at listenandlearnllc@gmail.com. The same if you are in Kennesaw. Come on, I'm getting all my words stripped up. In Kennesaw, Georgia, feel free to connect with us at that email address as well. We are getting set for our summer camp, so if you want to register your kiddo or if you just want weekly sessions, feel free to reach out to get those sessions scheduled at that email address. You can also connect with me at the office phone, 678-919-2117. And again, feel free to call there if you need to, or like I said, email. Our appointments are by appointments only. Our group sessions are by appointments only. So feel free to, well, I say it's really important if you want to register your kiddos that you get that phone call set up with me, so that you can have your free consultation and you can get those sessions set up, okay? So feel free to do that. Of course, you can connect with us on any podcast listening outlet, anchor.fm, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcast, Amazon Alexa, wherever you listen, we are there. And I thank you all for your constant support wherever you are. I truly appreciate it. And lastly, of course, you can connect with us on our social media. Our business page is Listen and Learn LLC, Kennesaw GA. On Facebook, and we have so many fun and exciting videos there on that podcast. We have so many, I'm sorry, on that that business page for our podcast. So you can connect with us there as well. Thank you all so much. Remember, go out, be great, relax when you need to, and until we meet again, let's boost our social skills. Bye for now.